Let's shift focus now. She rise in power is what we are doing. We're talking to the chief of staff, Uma Mlengi Mohlala. She's chief of staff in the office of the premier. Yeah, she rise in power. Ma, good evening. Thank you so much for making time.
Evening, good evening, and good evening to your listeners.
You know, this chief of staff thing is not a new thing to you. You were doing it not long ago with the MEC of Human Settlement. Now you are in the office of the Premier. Tell us more. I mean, what does your job entail?
Let me first thank this opportunity to maybe put it clear to all of us, and including the listeners, to say that I've never been chief of staff before, because we need to correct that. I've been head of office. Because there's a difference. If you're a head of office, it means that you are at the director level. So you are heading the office of the MEC. And now I am the chief of staff, meaning that I have elevated from the position of the director, as you're indicating. So in the MEC's office, you manage the office. But then if you come to the office of the premier, you do the management of the office. And extra, you play a role of ensuring that everything that has to do with the first citizen of the province is done properly. You analyze the reports that are supposed to come to him. You prepare notes and then sit down with him. You deal with the reports together so that the final product has been seen by both of you. Although you've got a team of technocrats that are assisting, coming from your acting director general, from your DDGs, and again coming from the special advisors of the premier, because it's a premier that has got special advisors in provinces. You know, so that is that. And then you deal also with the administration of his office, and also the matters that relate to the private office. You manage his staff, and you make sure that everything that has to do with the premier, according to the responsibilities given to him, is done properly. So that is a huge job that I'm busy with now. Thank you.
Without a doubt. I mean, mostly we've seen that particular responsibility, in fact, you know, that of being a chief of staff, is somewhat deemed as a political office. Would you say you are in a political office yourself, more so that you are a chief of staff?
I would again think that the question, but say that you are more into administration. Mm-hmm. But because you are in the political office, because you are serving a political principle, mm-hmm. So you cannot divorce yourself from politics.
Sure.
Let me put it like that.
Yeah.
But mostly you are dealing with administration in the political office. And also you are making sure that there's a good working relationship between administration and the political offices, including your national and also your provincial, your province. Because as the office of the premier, as you might know, you liaise more, again, with your national, the office of the president, you know, the ministers, you know. So you make sure that you build that good working relationship between those offices. And mostly between the office of the premier and the office of the director general, the accounting officer within the province, you know. So that is your responsibility to see that there's synergy in the working of the administration within the province.
Yeah, the importance of women in the administration, more so in such key positions such as the one you are in, and just also the representation of women in these not so public but yet powerful positions. How best do you deem that particular role is, and also the need for, you know, honestly, for representation amongst women?
It's a very tough one because you're asking a woman about women, you know.
Yeah.
I'm too much into women. Let me put it like that, without beating about the bush. You know, women are good administrators. I'm not going to mince my words there. They are good administrators. Yes, to say that they are able to organize themselves. You know, especially when they are coached in a proper way, they are able to go an extra mile. You know, you request something to be done, and you get your feedback on time and well researched. You know, because women, according to how I perceive them, they give themselves time in dealing with issues without running away from those responsibilities. So I so wish that many women can sort of move towards this kind of, or this whole country can then get a certain complexion, you know, so that things are done properly. You know, they respond, even your telephone, even your appointments, whatever, you know, they make sure that there's order. They are even ordering me in my office. I've got women.
Mm.
You know, they tell me if I'm not doing things correctly, if I'm not responding to emails on time, they remind me to say that none of the chief of staff, you are supposed to have done this and whatever. So everything that they do, they want to do it on time.
Mm.
And I listen to them because I learn from them.
Yeah.
You know, you learn, you become a learner for the rest of your life when you work in such positions.
I don't
look at a position of a person to say that we've got juniors and whatever. That's what I even told them earlier when I was appointed, to say that to me, we are all equal. We all serve the political principal. He is the only politician in the office. All of us are employees. It's just that I'm lucky that I made superior a little bit, but it doesn't mean that I'm boss to all of them, you know.
I suppose just
so that is how we do things.
Yeah, using those last words to say you are somewhat superior, meaning you have somewhat of a giraffe's view over issues. Now the premier is faced with a mammoth task of filling in an MEC, which is a female, and obviously somewhat recalling a male MEC without compromising the work that you do. How difficult do you think the position the premier finds himself in?
You know, that is a huge one, you know, because all the MECs that have been deployed as we speak are equal to the task that the premier has given to them. And, you know, difficult as it is, but again, the organization that we serve, the African National Congress, has got its policies, you know, to say this is how things should happen. What I'm happy and glad about is that all the MECs that are deployed as we speak are senior comrades and who understand the policies of the African National Congress, to say that even if a person can be recalled at any time, that person will understand that what is happening is not anything personal, but it's something that has to be done in order for us to deal with the policies of the ANC. Because, as you know, from our ranks, to say that the decision of the structure, especially of the ANC, comes first before anything else.
Yeah.
That is what we know. It's difficult, but it's something that must be done, and we know about it.
Yeah. Chief of Staff, thank you so much for making time to speak to us this evening. All the best in the work that you do in supporting the work that is being done by the Premier. And we thank you so much.
Wow, thank you, Rise FM, and thank you to the listeners for listening.